Good day, North Pole. This is Elf Stacy, and today is December 6th, St. Nicholas Day. I want to wish Santa and all elves a very happy Saints Day. It's a beautiful negative 1 degree Celsius outside with light snow. Traffic doesn't look too bad this morning for your commute. All highways seem to be moving along well, except southbound I-99, where there is an abandoned toboggan in the middle lane near the William Edwards Perry exit. Our listener email today comes from Elf Peter. He writes, Dear Elf Stacy, would you please announce that tonight is the opening night of the annual performance of the Nutcracker Ballet? This treasured holiday classic returns from an extended run December 6th through 26th at the North Pole Center for the Performing Arts. This triumphant tale of Maria and her beloved Nutcracker will delight audiences young and old alike. It's a not-to-be-missed treasure of the season and a gift for the holidays to every elf who sees it. Thank you, Elf Peter. Seeing the Nutcracker Ballet is always one of my favorite things to do during the holidays. I wouldn't miss it for the world, and no elf should. Now it's time for our Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon. The part of the Pigwidgeon will be played by Elf Hunter. Chapter 15, The Drinking Contest. The Pigwidgeon could scarcely believe it. While he had eaten 5 roast pigs, leaving only the bones, Claus had managed his 5 roast pigs, bones, tails, and all.
"I have won the contest," said Claus. "You must now lift the curse."
"No, no,"
cried the Pigwidgeon.
"There must be a drinking contest. If you can drink more than I, perhaps I will lift the curse."
He rushed out to the great hall and ordered the pygmies to bring 2 urns of chocolate milk. The urns were so large and so heavy it took 15 pygmies to carry each one. They set them on a cloth-covered table and went off to get the milk. While they were gone, Claus said,
"Before we begin, I would like to step outside for a breath of air."
"By all means,"
agreed the Pigwidgeon.
"Take your time."
Claus went out with Tweedleknees. He told the elf that it was the fire and not he that ate up all the roast pigs.
"But how can I drink so large an urn of milk?" he groaned.
"Drink what you can and do not worry," said the elf. "I shall use my wits as you advised, and I am sure I will think of something."
The elf scurried back to the castle and left Claus walking gloomily by the lake. Meanwhile, the Pigwidgeon had been busy. While Claus was away, the little creature secretly inserted 7 hot water bottles beneath his shirt. Then he called for the contest to begin. Claus sat at one end of the cloth-covered table, and the Pigwidgeon sat at the other end. Patrick Tweedleknees was nowhere to be seen.
"Where could he be?" wondered Claus anxiously. "If ever wits were needed, it is now."
He thought he might somehow dump out his milk if only the elf were there to distract the Pigwidgeon's attention. The 2 great urns were filled with foaming chocolate milk. They were too heavy and brimming to lift from the table. The only way to drink was through large rubber straws.
"Begin,"
ordered the Pigwidgeon. Once more, Claus looked around for Tweedleknees. The elf was gone. There was nothing to do but drink. He bent over his urn and sucked desperately on his straw. He drank and drank and drank. Slowly the milk went down until half the urn was empty. Try as he would, Claus could not swallow another drop. He sank back in his chair and gasped,
"I am done."
The Pigwidgeon bent over his own urn and made mighty sucking noises. Actually, the end of the straw led to the 7 hot water bottles under his shirt and not to his mouth at all. The milk flowed from the urn until all the hot water bottles were full. But when the Pigwidgeon looked up, the urn was still full. The Pigwidgeon blinked in surprise. He began to drink the milk himself. He sucked and he huffed and he puffed and he swallowed and he gasped, and still the urn was full. The Pigwidgeon's face turned blue and his stomach swelled. Suddenly there was an awful explosion. The 7 hot water bottles burst open and spattered chocolate milk all over the table. The Pigwidgeon stared pop-eyed at his urn still brimming with milk. Claus leaped to his feet crying,
"I have won!"
That's all for today. Tune in next time for Chapter 16. This Elfcast has been brought to you by the elves in Santa's letter office, who remind you that there are only 6 days left to request a letter from Santa Claus and have it arrive in time for Christmas. Adult elves may order letters at writtenbysanta.webs.com. Have a good day, North Pole, and happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish elves.